USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FDA clears the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine and millions of doses will be shipped out right away. An initial shipment of about 2.9 million doses will be for frontline workers and the most vulnerable. FDA Commissioner Dr. Stephen Hahn says the vaccine is safe.
Our career staff, as scientists and staff, have been working around the clock, including holidays, weekends, and late nights, to swiftly do this evaluation that meets our globally recognized high standards for review.
Pfizer has a deal with the U.S. government to supply 100 million doses of the vaccine by March. Under that agreement, the shots will be free to the public. Tech giant Oracle is quitting California and moving to Texas. Oracle is joining Tesla and Hewlett-Packard Enterprises in moving operations to Texas. Oracle is also implementing a more flexible employee location policy and has changed its corporate headquarters from Redwood City, California to Austin, Texas. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
With what could have been a major sale becomes a major statement by the VF Corporation. USA Radio News, Tim Berg has more.
Inovex Downhole Solutions says it was recently denied an order of jackets by the North Face, a popular outdoor recreation company, because they are in the gas and oil business. Inovex, based in Houston, says they were planning on getting each of their employees a Christmas gift. This year, it was supposed to be a North Face jacket with an Inovex logo. Instead of sending the company the jackets they requested, the company received a letter from the North Face saying they don't want to support the oil and gas industry in the same way they'd reject something from the porn industry or tobacco industry. Local TV stations in Odessa have reached out to the North Face for comment, but they have not yet responded. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The North Face produces clothing, footwear, and outdoor equipment, founded in the Bay Area in 1968. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Country music lost a legend Saturday. USA Radio News' Dan Araki tells us more.
Country music legend Charlie Pride has passed away. The Country Music Hall of Famer became the first black artist to become a member of the Hall and scored 30 number one singles in his 50-plus year career.
You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone.
Kiss an Angel Good Morning became his biggest song in 1971 and was his only single to chart on the Billboard Hot 100. Pride won several Grammy Awards and was given a Lifetime Achievement Award by the Country Music Association this past November. He performed his final concert at that award show last month. In his early years, Pride served in the Army and pursued a baseball career for several seasons before committing to music. According to his website, Pride died Saturday of complications from COVID-19. He was 86. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Charlie Pride was born on March 18, 1934, in Sledge, Mississippi. A Tennessee man has been arrested in the fatal shooting of a Nashville intensive care nurse. Devontae Hill, 21 years old, was charged with criminal homicide in Caitlin Kaufman's death. The 26-year-old healthcare worker was shot during her commute to St. Thomas West Hospital on December 3rd. 14 games in the NFL Sunday. In the early games, Vikings at Buccaneers, Chiefs at Dolphins, and Cardinals at Giants all have playoff implications. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.